Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, April 26th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that a group of Donald Trump's allies have been working on a range of proposals in recent months that could blunt the Federal Reserve's independence. Among them is a policy vision in which Trump, as president, would be consulted on interest rate decisions and that Fed regulations would be subjected to White House review. It remains legally unclear whether the president has the power to change the Fed's authority. Several Republican lawmakers have already opposed any challenges to its independence. It also couldn't be determined whether Trump is aware of or signed off on the effort. China's ByteDance said it won't sell its US TikTok business a day after President Biden signed legislation that would force the company to either sell or stop operating in the country. Yesterday, ByteDance said that reports it was exploring a sale were untrue. That echoes previous signals from Beijing, reported by the journal, that it wouldn't allow the forced sale of TikTok, limiting options for the app's owners, even as buyers begin lining up to bid for its US operations. And mining giant Anglo American has rejected a $39 billion takeover proposal from rival BHP, saying today that the bid significantly undervalues the company and its portfolio of assets, including copper, likely to benefit from the energy transition. That announcement sets the stage for a potential bidding war, with analysts expecting other large miners to take a run at Anglo, whose share price has dropped in recent years and which is separately exploring the sale of its storied De Beers diamond unit. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed. European shares are higher in early trading, while US stock futures are up ahead of the Fed's preferred inflation measure due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.